From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. We'll have the latest from Iraq in just a few minutes, but first, news about Iraq and Al-Qaeda, or a lack thereof. The panel investigating the 9/11 terror attacks has found no credible evidence of cooperation between Iraq and Al-Qaeda, and that contradicts one of the Bush administration's main reasons for the war against Iraq. The finding was part of the 9/11 Commission staff report read at its public hearing today in Washington. Day to Day's Eric Kneeler has been following the hearing, and he joins us now. Eric, what more can you tell us about this report?
Madeline, this report was put together by the staff of the bipartisan commission investigating the 9/11 attacks. It found that Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden did ask Iraq leader Saddam Hussein for help in 1994. Bin Laden wanted space for training camps and to obtain weapons, but Iraq just didn't respond. Bin Laden did, however, build relationships with the leaders of Sudan, Afghanistan, and Iran.
And the commission heard from CIA and FBI officials today. What are they saying about Al-Qaeda's current threat to the U.S.?
Well, they're still out there. In fact, here are some comments from Dr. K. He's a CIA official whose real name was withheld for security reasons.
Patience is ultimately significant for our understanding of the nature of the threat posed today by bin Laden and like-minded extremists. Al-Qaeda, to be sure, is the vanguard of the global Sunni jihadist struggle against the United States. It has by no means been defeated, and though weakened, it continues to patiently plan its next attacks. It may strike next week, next month, or next year, but it will strike.
The commission also heard Dr. K say this about Al-Qaeda's tactics.
The story that's told in the staff statement describes a very deliberate, patient adversary, driven by a utopian ideology, possessing a comprehensive strategy, an enemy that is independent, an enemy that is disciplined.
Other witnesses included Patrick Fitzgerald. He's a U.S. attorney who has been prosecuting Al-Qaeda members in the court system. He says there's no quick and easy way to stop this Islamist movement.
The contraband that people are bringing is their minds. They've decided they want to kill us, and they're willing to die to do it. And we don't have a magic formula that stops them at the border and says, this person goes to an X-ray machine, and we figured out why they're really coming here. And we can't turn everyone away. We want to make sure that we don't turn away the good people coming to our shores. We want to keep the bad people out.
And, Eric, the commission meets today and tomorrow. It's expected to release its final report late next month. What do we expect to see in that report?
Well, there should be more details about what was known and not known about Al-Qaeda before 9/11, especially its interest in attacking the U.S. homeland, and why so little was done to prepare for that possibility.
Okay, great. Day to Day's Eric Kneeler in Washington. Thank you very much, Eric.
You're welcome.